Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, and welcome back to Mental Strength Minutes. You know that feeling when your mind just starts racing? All these negative thoughts swirling around like a storm cloud brewing overhead? Yeah, we've all been there. It can feel like being trapped in a loop of what ifs and I should have done's, draining your energy and leaving you feeling depleted. But guess what? You don't have to let those thoughts control you. Today, we're diving deep into the power of letting go. Letting go of those negative thoughts and emotions that are holding you back from living your best life. Think about it, holding on to negativity is like carrying around a heavy backpack on a long hike. It weighs you down, makes every step harder, and steals your focus from the beautiful scenery around you. But what if I told you there's a way to lighten that load? Today, we're going to explore 5 powerful strategies to help you shed those negative thoughts and emotions for good. First up, recognize them. It sounds simple, right? But often, we get so caught up in the whirlwind of negativity that we fail to actually acknowledge what's happening. Take a moment to pause, breathe deeply, and become aware of those thoughts. Name them. Are they anxieties, worries, or self-criticism? Recognizing them is the first step towards understanding and ultimately letting go. Second, challenge those negative narratives. Ever notice how your mind can sometimes play tricks on you? Telling stories that aren't necessarily true. It's like a broken record playing the same old tune. When you catch yourself spiraling into negativity, ask yourself, is this thought really accurate? What evidence supports it? Often, we realize those thoughts are just exaggerated perceptions or based on past experiences that don't apply anymore. Third, practice mindfulness. This isn't about emptying your mind. It's about focusing your attention on the present moment. Engage your senses. Notice the warmth of the sun on your skin, the sound of birds chirping, the taste of your coffee. By grounding yourself in the here and now, you can break free from the grip of those past worries or future anxieties. Number 4. Cultivate self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. We're all human, and we make mistakes. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge your imperfections and learn from them. Remember, setbacks are opportunities for growth, not reasons to dwell in negativity. Finally, practice gratitude. Shifting your focus to the positive can be incredibly powerful. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be the simple joy of a sunny morning, a heartfelt conversation with a loved one, or even just a delicious meal. Gratitude acts like a mental reset button, helping you release negativity and cultivate a more positive outlook. Now, let's paint a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented writer struggling with self-doubt. She spends hours agonizing over her work, convinced it's not good enough. Her mind is flooded with negative thoughts. I'm not creative enough. My writing is terrible. People will judge me. This constant negativity paralyzes her, preventing her from finishing her projects and sharing her gift with the world. But Sarah decides to try some of these strategies. She starts by acknowledging those negative thoughts without judgment. Then, she challenges them, reminding herself of past successes, seeking feedback from trusted sources, and focusing on the joy of writing itself. She practices mindfulness by taking walks in nature, savoring her morning coffee, and appreciating the beauty around her. She cultivates self-compassion, remembering that everyone makes mistakes and that imperfection is part of the human experience. And she starts a gratitude journal, listing even the smallest things she's thankful for each day. Slowly but surely, Sarah begins to feel a shift. The negative thoughts still pop up, but they no longer control her. She starts writing more freely, sharing her work with others, and experiencing the joy of creating. She realizes that letting go wasn't about erasing those thoughts altogether, but about changing her relationship with them. So, my friends, remember, you have the power to choose your thoughts. Choose to focus on the positive, cultivate self-compassion, and let go of what no longer serves you. It's a journey, not a destination, so be kind to yourself, celebrate every small victory, and keep moving forward. And that brings us to the end of another Mental Strength Minute. I hope these strategies inspire you to lighten your mental load and embrace a more positive outlook. Remember, sharing is caring. If this resonated with you, please share it with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. Use hashtag Mental Strength Minutes to connect with others and keep the momentum going. Until next time, stay strong, stay positive, and keep shining your light.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.